It's Morning Edition on KUNC. Ramadan is drawing to a close, which means Muslim people are reaching the end of a month of self-control, contemplation, family, and fasting. But what if you work in the food service industry? KUNC's Pansy Rach caught up with a brother and sister in northern Colorado who celebrate the holiday and do just that.
It's a tough year to fast for Ramadan. This year, it falls over the summer solstice, so the days are extra long.
Normally, what people do is they go to bed around 11, 12, and then they wake up 3, 3:15 and try to eat something before sunrise.
That's Moeen. He just graduated from high school this spring.
My full name is Mohammed Moeen Shafi Holiri.
I usually don't sleep till the morning.
And that's Laya Shafi, Moeen's sister.
The day kind of turns upside down for us. We've been watching Game of Thrones, Orange is the New Black.
According to Laya and Moeen, the trick to observing Ramadan is to stay busy. Both of them work at a Middle Eastern restaurant in Greeley called Rumi's, named for the Persian poet. His portrait hangs on the restaurant's yellow walls.
Lamb curry, hummus, lard, gyro, french fries, feta, all right.
But the restaurant smells like garlic and roasting kebabs. And oddly enough, it's not the scents that make fasting at Rumi's hard.
I think the worst part right now is getting thirsty, especially in the kitchen and in the restaurant where it gets hot sometimes.
In many ways, this is just the opposite of what Ramadan looks like in Iran, where Moeen and Laya are from.
When I went to school in Iran, a lot of people fasted, and even if you didn't fast, you weren't allowed to eat in common areas of the school in front of other people. It's like that in all public areas. You're not allowed to, like, get on the bus and have a sandwich in your head. That's like a respect thing.
Rumi's opens at 5 p.m., which means there are about 3.5 hours until Laya and Moeen can break their fast.
The good thing is the owner of the restaurants, they know we're fasting, and then they kind of have our backs. When it's time to eat, they make us sit down and eat, which is really nice. I mean, if I were to work in another restaurant, they wouldn't do that.
It's delicious, way past my expectations.
But do the customers know that it's Ramadan?
I didn't. So we don't know that much about it, obviously.
I guess that, no.
Laya says she loves it when customers ask questions.
I could just sit here and talk about it for hours and hours. I like it, because that just means they want to learn about it and not have that opinion just like, Muslim people suck. They just think, oh, your religion makes you not eat food for a whole month. Why would you follow that religion?
Moeen and Laya both say that being hungry and thirsty is the whole point of fasting.
You feel more compassionate towards the poor and towards people who maybe don't have enough to eat on a nightly basis. You really start feeling how they might be feeling.
It's that month where it's like, I'm gonna try my best to be a good person. It's all about self-control.
Laya says the practice carries over into the rest of her year.
I go to college. All my friends drink and they party. And I don't do that. I really feel like I can control myself because of the fasting. I mean, they could do it if they try. Obviously, anyone can.
Around 8:15, the founder of Rumi's comes in, along with his friends, including Laya and Moeen's parents. Soon, the sun is setting and evening prayer fills the restaurant.
And my favorite thing, which that's kind of how I break my fast after sunset, is halva. And then I get back to work.
Halva reminds me of a little lump of peanut butter, except it tastes like sesame seeds and honey.
How is it?
Laya pours herself a cup of tea and says hello to her family, then brings halva into Moeen, who sticks it in his mouth and continues cooking. He says Ramadan is exhausting, staying up all night to eat, and then spending the day on an empty stomach. But he says he'll be sad when it's over.
You kind of miss it. After a few months, you kind of want it back, because it's like 1/12 of your life.
For KUNC, I'm Pansy Rutch.